The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the 5th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain. And after he had sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are those who are merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are those who are pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. I'm going to ask the kids to make themselves visible if they can. How are you doing, all you beloved children of God? So today I want to talk a little bit about this year. You know, we have this holiday in our church called All Saints Day, and it's to remind us of all those that we have loved and who might have died in the past year, but even before that. But I want to talk a little bit today about this particular year, 2020. Because it's been a crazy one, right? It's been a crazy kind of year. And I have this deck of cards in my hands, and it seems like before 2020, everything was going really smooth, and all the cards were all good and right in the same order. Or at least we could see all the backs of the cards on the same side. Well, this year started out and just kind of flipped us all upside down, right? I mean, first we were going to school, and then we were not going to school. And then we were wearing masks, and we're not wearing masks. And then we got into arguments because our parents were getting a little bit cranky, and we were getting a little bit cranky. And then we got friends that were getting cranky, and then we were doing Halloween, and we're not doing Halloween. And then we're doing Christmas, but we're not sure about doing Christmas. Right? It's kind of a crazy time of year. So we have some people going one direction, we have other people going other directions, and then we even have people going the same direction. But I want to say that when we do feel all jumbled up, when we feel like we're all mixed up and not sure which way we're going or not, it is God who is blessing us. And as God blesses us, God puts us all back into order, right? So no matter which way we think we're going and what is happening, God is continually putting us back in order through the love and grace and forgiveness that God continually gives us. So as this year continues to get goofy or mixes us up, always remember that God is with us, that no matter how bad it gets, God will always be blessing us and putting us back into order, because we are all beloved saints. We are all beloved children, and we got to remember that so that when we see other people, we can tell them the same thing. You are loved. Let us pray. Good and gracious God, we love you, and you are awesome. Thank you for always blessing us, for continually fixing us when we mess up. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. Grace, mercy, and peace from our Creator and our Lord Jesus Christ to you this All Saints Sunday. I find it ironic we have the Beatitudes as our gospel today. Not because of All Saints Day. I mean, that makes perfect sense. Rather, because in 2 days, we have our election. Have you voted yet? I did. I got an early mail-in ballot. I sat at my kitchen table and I looked up names or Googled them. Each one. So I wanted to see if their thoughts or their ideas matched mine. I looked for the type of groups that they belonged to see if their ideas matched up with mine. I looked to see if their past voting records, if they had one, would match up with the ideas I had. I looked at their affiliated party, of course, to see if it matched up with mine. I wanted to vote for people who think the same way I do. It's the responsible thing to do when we are voting, to find those who have similar values and goals. You know, sometimes elections are not fun. Okay, maybe mostly elections are not fun, especially when we have the polarity in our country, in our states, cities, and even our neighborhoods, as we do this year. And I know we may not agree with each other about who we should vote for, but now with Election Day 2 days away, I hope and pray you will take a hold of your future in this way and vote your conscience. I do not worry about who you are going to vote for. I simply hope you vote. You might remember in January when I was installed as your pastor, I was asked, will you love, serve, and pray for God's people, nourish them with the word and sacraments, and lead them by your own example in faithful service and holy living? And I answered, I will, and I asked God to help and guide me. Again, I was asked, will you give faithful witness to the world that God's love may be known in all that you do? And again, I answered, I will, and I asked God to help and guide me. My hope is the unity of God, that it will allow me to tell you to vote for who you believe is the best candidate. Again, I know we may not agree with each other about who we should vote for, and that's okay. Disagreement is okay, or at least it should be, though it's not with everyone. When Missy and I take our morning walks through our neighborhood, we notice certain political signs in people's yards or next to their homes or the flags on their flagpoles or the signs propped up in their windows. And we think, that's interesting. Well, this last spring, we received a sign of our own that reflects our beliefs. And it says, we believe Black Lives Matter, no human is illegal, love is love, women's rights are human rights. Science is real. Water is life. Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. These are things I agree with. This is how I give faithful witness to the world that God's love may be known in all that I do. And maybe you don't see things as I do. Yet as your pastor, I want you to know that I am called to serve and love you. I don't expect us to agree on all things. Yet I hope in your experience with me, at least so far, you might know me as a loving, caring, prayerful, and supportive of you. No matter what our differences are on the issues proclaimed on the signs in our front yards. Well, the first time we placed our sign in the yard, it came up missing the next day. We chalked it up to kids being kids or someone wanting it more than they thought we did. After replacing it and moving it closer to the house, which proved to be more secure, thank you, Norman, that's our Labradoodle, things seemed to go fine. But about 3 weeks ago, Missy and I received this letter in the mail, and it didn't have a return address, and it was only addressed to the recipient or the resident of the house. When she opened it, there was two pieces of paper in it. The first had a mugshot of an African-American woman that was evidently pulled from the internet, and a list of either crimes, robberies, which she was arrested for, And over the top was a handwritten note that said, "Why don't you put a sign in your yard of this person?" Or something to that effect. The whole incident took me by surprise, and I could only think the worst. As I told Missy, just get rid of it. I don't even want to see it. Put it out of my sight. These are challenging times we live in. Whoever wrote that letter, someone who wishes desperately to be heard, but when they do something like that, it scares the recipient. And both the sender and the recipient retreat deeper into their own ideologies. There's no reconciliation with or understanding of the other. The result is only greater polarization. So let me ask you this. When you think of the Beatitudes, what's your thought process? If you're anything like me, I think in terms of blessed or not blessed. I want to be one who is blessed. Yet look at this list. Poor in spirit, those who mourn, the meek, the persecuted, the reviled, personally or falsely accused. Who wants to be that? These attributes are painful or at best very uncomfortable. These, on the other hand, those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, the merciful, the pure in heart, the peacemakers, those might not be so bad and seem to be attributes we should strive for. But when I look at the Beatitudes in this way, I really miss the point. Jesus is blessing all people. He is abundantly throwing out these blessings to everyone. Not just the good or the bad. Not those with red signs or blue signs. Jesus is naming all of us. All people experience these attributes and or go through these situations of mourning, being poor in spirit, and persecution in some point or another in our lives. If we only verify whether we are in or out of God's blessings, we ourselves do a great service in not witnessing the inclusive message embedded in what Jesus is doing. Jesus is not focusing on one group over the other. Jesus is naming the challenges which we all share in our lives and in our growing. We all go through times of mourning, especially in 2020. We experience times of being poor of spirit, which means we trust in ourselves more than we trust in God for our spiritual needs. We have times of self-pride when we should be more meek. And we all have times when we have felt reviled, persecuted, and talked about behind our backs. These are human traits which we are bound to experience in our lives together. And these are the blessings God, Jesus, is pouring upon us to be united as the blessed saints of yesterday, tomorrow, and today. Ralph Jacobson, a professor of Old Testament at Luther Seminary, writes this. There's one thing that this monk, Martin Luther, discovered in the New Testament. The word saint is used only to refer to all Christians. As in Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, will by the will of the God to the saints who are in Ephesus. Ephesians 1:1. In the New Testament, the word saint is never used to refer to the best, most virtuous, or most faithful Christians, as in St. Mary or St. Peter. The idea that there is a group of super Christians called saints simply is not biblical. No. So, what is a saint? Not a super Christian. Rather, according to the New Testament, a saint is one who has been sanctified by baptism into the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. As Paul writes to the church in Corinth, you were washed, you were sanctified. You were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and in the Spirit of our God. 1 Corinthians 6. As we look to this All Saints Day, we are all saints and baptized into God's family through the baptism, life, crucifixion, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And we need days like today to remember those saints who have come before us and those who will come after us, and those who are surrounding us now. This is an incredible sight to witness, an awesome picture of the priesthood of all believers, the hope and unity delivered to us by the Holy Spirit through Scripture. Our first reading from Revelation paints us this wonderful picture. A great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages. Imagine the diversity within that. They're all standing before the throne and before the Lamb, robed in white with palm branches in their hands. They cried out with a loud voice, saying, "Salvation belongs to our God, who is seated on the throne, and to the Lamb." Imagine that. Beloved saints, that is what we are asking each time we pray our Lord's Prayer. Your kingdom come. It's up to us. As the beloved saints, to picture that and figure out how we can make that happen. You might say that's impossible. We'll never be united like that. And I say nothing is impossible with God. All saints means exactly that. All means all. Yes, today we remember those who have died in the past, those who we have treasured memories. Yet because we know the saints include all those who have been baptized and brought into God's family through life and death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, then all people are truly to be honored. And we should honor them no matter what our differences. In 1 John, we hear, "See what God the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God," and that is what we are. We are all God's children. That is just simply what we are. We are all blessed saints, and all who have this hope in God purify themselves. This is the hope that we see today. This is the hope that we proclaim as children of God. The unity of God promotes in this Revelation passage is for every nation, and tribe, and language, and political party, and gender, and sexual orientation, and race, and economic standing. All means all. All are respected, and all are worthy of the blessing Jesus hands out. God's invitation for this All Saints Sunday is one of unity. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of the water of life, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Our nation has been through and seen enough division. God's invitation is open to us today. Blessed are you, blessed saints, just as those who have come before us and will come after us, and especially those around us now, even on Election Day. Amen.